Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Life.
Love.
And health.
I'm Christopher Springman, and you're listening to a special healthy holiday eating edition of Life, Love, and Health. Will Christmas dinner this year simply be a rerun of last Thanksgiving? You know, same old turkey cranberries, mashed potatoes, and grandma's world-famous green bean casserole with crushed potato chips on top. Mm-mm. Well, before you answer yes, no, or maybe, I'd like our next guest to provide another choice or two. She is Marie Simmons, who has been described as an American culinary treasure. Whoa. Whose work over the last 40 years has helped change the way Americans eat and view food. Marie, you were a foodie before the word even existed.
I think you're right, I was.
You've been
great
honored
to be with you.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to have you here. You've been honored with two James Beard Awards and the Julia Child Award, the culinary equivalent of winning an Oscar. And besides, you're a much better cook than I am. So I need all the help I can get here. Your help. Let's discuss a bit of your history and how you arrived at this moment. My understanding is that your grandmother came to the United States from Italy, and she and your mother were really quite responsible for your cooking aesthetic. Is that correct?
Yes, I think we could say that. My Saturday play dates were in Nana's kitchen. As a child, she had a slew of grandkids, but I was the only one who gravitated toward the kitchen, and I would spend every Saturday there. My mother would drop me off in the morning, and I would hang out with Nana in her kitchen, and we would chat and talk and cook. And I would mostly help her with her baking, homemade pasta. Also, we did all different kinds of pasta, homemade, and her other savory dishes as well. My mother was a great cook as well, and we were a very sort of lower middle class family in the rural area of New York State. In the Hudson Valley, but we always had plenty of food. And my mother would always say, I'd rather spend money on good food than on the doctor.
Good advice.
So I grew up with that mantra in my head, and so it was just lots of vegetables, all fresh, cooked with love and care, no shortcuts. And I just, apply that to my philosophy of cooking to this day. And my daughter shares it with me and my granddaughter at this point. So it's been handed down through many generations.
And you grew up, of course, with what we would now call the Mediterranean diet, which is certainly all the rage, and lots of olive oil.
Lots and lots of olive oil. In fact, very often when I'm at the, beauty parlor or hairdresser or whatever, and they'll say, gosh, you're skin's in great shape, I would say.
Yes.
It's the olive oil.
It's the olive oil, right. Olive oil was the original, not quite the original beauty product, but pretty close. Let's discuss your original ideas for my holiday dinner, which are probably quite parallel with yours, so I can get out of this same old default rut that I find myself in. Okay, I'm ready. What are your ideas?
Well, first of all, one of the things that just gives me pause is when I walk into someone's home or go to a cocktail party and I see these huge hunks of cheese and with knives, and people are just cutting off big chunks of cheese and pile them on their buffet plates.
And the reason they're doing that, of course, is that they arrived hungry and they see all these hors d'oeuvres out there and they load up.
They load up. And so the thing is to find ways to serve this cheese. I mean, I don't think that any of us are happy if we're obviously being deprived.
Sure.
But if you can just learn to moderate what you're feeding people. For instance, what I like to do, instead of putting out chunks of cheese, I have a cheese plane. You could also use a heavy-duty vegetable peeler, but I will actually, make curls.
Oh, curls.
Or slivers of cheese, for instance, Parmigiano Reggiano, or Pecorino Romano, or a cheese like that, and I will layer them, for instance, on a toasted bread, like crostini, with maybe a little olive paste on it or a little bit of a pesto mixture spread on it and then with the cheese on it and put them out on a tray.
You know, we're also planning to put out small canapes and wedges of frittata with shallots and veggies.
Oh, yeah. Well, I do. I love to make frittata, and you can make it ahead, mm-hmm. and it's just a flat pancake. It's the easy version of an omelet without having to fold it, and you add lots of chopped herbs to it, and that's as simple as it can be, and you make it ahead, and you refrigerate it. You cut it in little wedges or little squares. The other thing you can do is get the mozzarella cheese that's in the little balls and, you know, skewer those with small skewers, cocktail skewers, or with maybe cherry tomatoes and a little piece of bell pepper or yellow bell pepper would be very pretty mixed in there, leaf of basil, and maybe drizzled with a little balsamic. And so that's a nice little hit.
Right.
But once again, a smaller, it's a smaller version. It's kind of like the Mediterranean version, more Italian, or your kitchen or my kitchen, mm-hmm. Chris, where you are serving small bites mm-hmm. instead of a big abundance of, you know, too much. The other thing I love to do is I love dried fruits and nuts. They're very helpful. They're very pretty. The dried cranberries, dried cherries with mixed in nuts, natural almonds with skin on. I put them in little pleated papers, like little candy cups.
Uh-huh.
And if you put them in that, then you don't have a big bowl out there, and people are not all digging their hands into the bowl. Everybody can take a little cup of that. Once again, keeping with the theme of smaller portions.
You know, the working title for our Christmas dinner is Top of Bar Christmas. You know, almost a tasting menu approach. And we're serving with smaller plates to encourage people to take smaller quantities more often instead of using the classic, standard dinner plate, which is, 12 to 14 inches, which is outrageous.
Yeah. That's a great idea. That is a really great idea because you fill the smaller plate up and you're probably your servings are half the size. I love raw vegetables, mm-hmm. But they get a little boring and a little mundane. Just the same old carrot sticks, celery sticks, et cetera.
Yeah, and they're very hard and very chewy. And I know you recommend endive as a scooper for dips, but also to pre-cook some of those hard vegetables to make them more palatable and, frankly, much more attractive.
Yeah, and a little sweeter, and you can do that ahead of time. You know, you can blanch green beans or blanch sugar snap peas or blanch the little mini carrots,
mm-hmm.
And they're a little sweeter, and, you know, some things will still be raw if you wanted to use celery or fennel. Fennel is a great, very flavorful. And then for a dip, instead of, you know, the sour cream-based dip, I like to use an olive oil-based dip,
mm-hmm.
and I'll do something where I puree olive oil with lots of parsley and a little garlic and lemon juice or a little bit of vinegar and make a real creamy, beautiful green mixture.
Mm, that sounds
that's
great.
Very piquant and very tasty.
Speaking of olive oil, I'm so glad you brought that up because this is the second year that I am giving olive oil as gifts, specifically olive oil from the California Olive Ranch. And I'm using those traditional wine bags or wine sacks with a 500 or 750 milliliter bottle of California Olive Ranch extra virgin olive oil. And I'll tell you what, I haven't gotten any complaints. No one has returned it. And it will certainly last longer than a bottle of wine.
That's a great idea. I love that idea. And I'm so glad that you mentioned California Olive Ranch. They're my favorite olive oil. I use it all the time. And there's so many different oils that you can get. I mean, they have the everyday, and then they have, for the more adventurous palate, the Arbequina, the Arvasana, and the Miller's Blend. And I love those. One of my favorite things is to have a very hearty soup, like a lentil soup, and drizzle a little tiny bit of the Arvasana or the Miller's Blend on the top.
Marie Simmons, thank you so much for joining us today on Life, Love, and Health. I love your suggestions. I'm going to implement them all. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's great to talk with you. Bye.
I'm Christopher Springer.